Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Definitely want to hear from you. You can be anonymous if you'd like for this conversation that we're about to have on the Joe and Alex Show. Someone on the show just got diagnosed with something, and it's affecting their relationship. What did you get diagnosed with, and how'd you overcome that with your significant other? Live the web, girl. What's going on here?
Okay. Just to get this out of the way, it is not an STI or an STD.
Okay, good.
Yes. But I actually got diagnosed with psoriasis.
Oh, man.
I know.
What is psoriasis? I think I've heard of it. What is it?
So it's a autoimmune disease. So it has to do with your genetics, and it's where your skin cells attack themselves. So it can cause like a rash. And there's like 5 different kinds, I think, or 4 different kinds. And luckily, I don't have like a very severe case, but I still have it. So it kind of just looks like I have bug bites, kind of, almost. And like it can get worse or it can get better. And it's also brought on by stress.
Is it itchy?
Oh my gosh, like you wouldn't believe. So itchy. And for the longest time, I thought I was having an allergic reaction. I didn't know what it was because it didn't look like the typical psoriasis that you think of. And so doctors kept thinking that it was like a skin allergy, different things. And then finally, it turns out it's psoriasis. I got diagnosed with psoriasis. And I was so embarrassed to tell my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, because even though I can't control it and it's not contagious.
I was going to ask, is that something like if you bumped me? Like when I get it.
No, it's not contagious because it has to do with your genetics and like your DNA, and it's an autoimmune disease. So it's just your skin cells attacking itself. So it's not like contagious at all.
Okay.
But still, like I can't help but I feel like gross. Like I feel so gross that I have it because no one wants something on their skin.
Right. It's like little patches all over, right?
Right. Exactly.
So how has that affected your ability to be confident, you know, in an intimate setting with him?
So what I mean, a lot, because one, I feel gross, so I feel like he's probably less attracted to me because I have this. And also, like, when you look at models and everything, their skin is like perfect and flawless, and obviously, like, girls shouldn't compare themselves to that. It's unrealistic. But I mean, I do. I'm a normal girl. I have insecurities. And so it makes me super insecure because, like, I don't want him to see this stuff, like, on my skin. And also, like, it kind of itches and scratches. And so, like, anytime I'm, like, sometimes, like, I'll catch myself itching it and I'm not even realizing I'm doing it. He's like, well, what are you doing? Like, stop it. Because, like, he knows, like, I'm not supposed to. And so, but then that, like, makes me self-conscious and, like, just makes me feel, like, super gross. Like, I don't want him to see it.
Has he acted, like, repulsed at all by these little spots on you?
No, not really. So here's the thing, too, is that me and my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, we are super sarcastic, the both of us. And we both have really good senses of humor. So, like, he'll say things as a joke like he normally would, like, oh, so gross, but he's like kidding. Obviously, but like I'm just more sensitive to it, and so I'll tell him and he's like, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just, but I will say Kim K does have it, Kim Kardashian, and so I'm like basically related to her now.
Pretty much the same person.
So then, not saying I bought it for a Christmas present, but I've noticed you itching occasionally. I shouldn't give you bug spray.
Not bug spray, not okay. A back scratcher, nothing like that.
All right, good morning, Summer. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you have?
Hello.
What's going on?
What do you have?
I wanted to let Liv know. Yes, Kim Kardashian does have it. I did read that. But my mom actually has had it since she was 15 years old. And she actually has a pretty severe case of it. And I've pretty much had her back like the whole time. We've gone out into like public eating places, and I've had people like move seats because they didn't want to sit next to her.
Oh, that is so dumb.
Is it on her face?
Her in the store. No, it's not on her face. It's just really bad on her elbows and on her legs.
Oh.
But I mean, like when she wears shorts in the summertime, people can see it. And she always wears, you know, like t-shirts. So I always have her back. Like, people stare at her all the time. And I'm like, if you have something to say, like, you can say it to me. Like, that's my mom, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like if your boyfriend thinks it's disgusting, you know, like, for real, then, you know, he's not worth it. Because
right.
But so, he doesn't, though. He's just kidding around, and you're well, just insecure. Good. Usually the biggest critic is ourselves. Usually we do the biggest thing. Well, Summer, you sound like an awesome daughter. Hey, thanks for calling
in. Don't let it eat you alive, Liv. We love you.
Thank you.
One thing, too, speaking of skin diseases, I have a buddy, but I still can't say the name correctly, but it's a skin condition where you kind of lose the color in your pigmentation. It's vitiligo, I think it is. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's where your skin can kind of, like, for example, if you're African-American, your skin can lighten up and be white. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's actually a famous model. Have you seen this before?
I can't see the word to see if you're saying it right. I thought it was vitiligo, maybe you're right. I was just talking about
the actual skin condition.
Well, but I know what you're talking about because Terrence J, if you know who that is, he was like a co-host on E! News and stuff, but he has that.
Okay, yeah, and it's like, I understand like it's natural being human. If something's different, you're like...
that's what Michael Jackson had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that we
but other think. But other celebrities that have psoriasis: Cara Delevingne, Cyndi Lauper, Stacey London from What Not to Wear, if you remember that show on TLC, Leanne Rimes. So you're not alone.
Oh my God! And you actually have been called a songbird, similar to Leanne Rimes.
I know. I have. That makes so much sense now.
You're related to so many famous people. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to share?
So in October, my husband and I started the fertility process.
Okay.
And I was diagnosed with something called PCOS.
Oh, I've heard of this. Macy on Teen Mom has this.
What is it?
Yeah. So it's polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it affects a lot of different women. And what was very shocking to me is I am not the ideal candidate of it. I don't have a lot of the symptoms are you are overweight and you have very random weight gain. You have random hair growth and I have none of that. So to find this out, it was really tough. And I was terrified to tell my husband because I felt like I wasn't worthy for him as a woman because it is causing a lot of fertility issues and it's tough. But,
that is
I'll be
hard.
Honest with you. It's hard. And my husband is amazing, and he has stuck with me through the whole process.
what a good guy. That's awesome. And you know that you are totally worthy and valuable and are a total queen, right?
You try and tell yourself that every day, but it's tough because you see all these people having babies and you want to be happy for them and you're like, man, why can't that be me? Like, I want to be that mom.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It's hard.
Imagine.
That's really hard because, you know, I believe that God does have a plan for everybody, but sometimes we just do not understand why. I think as women, why sometimes, you know, you're 35 and you've been trying for 10 years to get pregnant and you can't, but then, you know, a 15-year-old girl that's not planning, obviously, on getting pregnant can.
There's
so many things that are just unfair in life, and we don't understand why things are delayed. But I always think that there is something going on behind the scenes that he is working out that we don't quite understand yet.
Exactly. My mother-in-law tells me that all the time. And, you know, I'm new to Indiana, and you guys were the first radio station I listened to. And you guys, and between my husband and his family, you guys have been amazing.
Thank you.
It definitely helped.
Well, Brittany, I don't like to brag, but we've changed a lot of people's lives. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And
so sweet.
We love you and your husband so much. If you have something that you'd like to share, please let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, who's got the most annoying voice? Think about like all the annoying voices you've heard before. Some would argue it might be Alex right now because she's sick.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got the audio. We're going to break it down next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.